Chapter 14.2. Translator. Zia, Editor. Zia, Yi Jindai stood frozen for a moment before asking, has Bai Chushu's favorability for you already reached its maximum? Sen Jing was surprised. Bai Chushu is A of the mission? Yi Jindai was even more surprised. Isn't she? The two of them looked at each other and then realized that the mission lists provided by the system for them were different. Sen Jing's mission targets were only Yan Lanting, Xiao Jingyan, Emperor Xiao Rui, and Sen Yi. Yi Jindai had many more targets than her. In fact, Sen Jing even heard the names of Yun Shi and the Emperor's younger brother, Prince In, in the list Yi Jindai provided. After comparing their lists, Yi Jindai's system let out a mocking sound as usual. Open black lens bracket, the old version is trash. I heard that the old version's favorability judgment program hasn't been updated in ages, and the criteria for determining favorability are all blurry. As long as the feelings reach their peak, whether it's familial love, friendship, or any other kind of affection, it can all reach a high point. It's completely useless for helping the host achieve perfect love. It's an embarrassment to the romance system. Close black lens bracket. Yi Jindai wanted to tell her system to tone it down, not be so loud, or it would end up being slapped in the face. Before she could say anything, Sen Jing asked her, why would someone as young as Chushu be listed as a mission target by your system? Yi Jindai suddenly realized that the new version of the system was indeed more user-friendly, as it could predict the future of the mission targets. Unlike Sen Jing, who had no idea, Yi Jindai explained, don't be fooled by her being just 13. She will become the Grand Marshal of the Northwest in the future, a fierce warrior known far and wide, the kind of powerful, crazy, dominating woman that makes people weak in the knees. But, she changed the subject, but I probably won't bother raising her favorability anymore. Compared to girls, I'm more interested in pursuing male characters. I'm just not into female targets. Not being interested in female targets was only one reason. The other reason was that she wanted to avoid getting too close to Sen Jing. She knew herself too well. Before she transmigrated, she was just an ordinary office worker, and after transmigrating, her only advantages were being a transmigrator and having a system. Now, there was another transmigrator, Sen Jing, who also had a system and seemed to be far from ordinary. Yi Jindai's old inferiority complex flared up again. She decided to stay away from Sen Jing's four mission targets and minimize the possibility of opposing her. After Bai Chushu brought the hot water, Yi Jindai went back to her room to rest. Bai Chushu tidied up a bit and then lay down on her bed to take a nap, so she wouldn't feel tired in the afternoon. After Bai Chushu fell asleep, the system appeared again, cautiously asking Sen Jing. Open black lens bracket host. Earlier, you promised Yi Jindai outside the cafeteria that you would ask for her help if needed. Does this mean you've changed your mind and want to complete the mission now? Close black lens bracket. Sen Jing, who had been woken up. No. Open black lens bracket, then why? Close black lens bracket. Sen Jing, feeling sleepy, couldn't be bothered to explain, and remained silent for a long time. The system, knowing that Sen Jing usually disliked talking, didn't mind it too much, but after encountering the upgraded version of S975, it became sensitive and said sadly, open black lens bracket, am I really that bad? If I were an upgraded version, I wouldn't trouble the host to explain, close black lens bracket. No, Sen Jing genuinely felt, this is better than it. The ability to understand the host's thoughts without the host speaking was like reading their mind, which, when thought about carefully, was pretty scary. System. Open black lens bracket, really? Host, do you really think I'm better than S975 from next door? Close black lens bracket. Sen Jing. The system, overjoyed, forgot its form. Open black lens bracket, then what about the mission? Close black lens bracket. Sen Jing. I'm not doing it. System. Open black lens bracket, then why did you promise Yi Jindai? Close black lens bracket. After going in circles, they ended up back at this question. Sen Jing could only summarize her answer with a light sigh. Just in case. After all, Sen Jing had experience in dealing with official matters. This was her first time meeting Yi Jindai, so she couldn't help but consider the worst case scenario. In that moment, if Sen Jing had told the other person that she didn't want to do the mission, it would have been equivalent to rejecting her goodwill. Later, if she became attracted to the mission target because of her appearance, she feared Yi Jindai might think she was being insincere and regard her as a calculating competitor. But if she had said she wanted to do the mission and ended up slacking off every day, if Yi Jindai was a good person, she would worry for her. If Yi Jindai wasn't so good, she would probably be glad to see her fail. No matter what Yi Jindai's personality was like, lying for peace was the easiest solution, so why not? After handling the system, Sen Jing went back to napping. When it was time to wake up and go to class, Yi Jindai had already been taken away by Enrusa. In the afternoon, after their classes and lunch, they ran into Yi Jindai, who was tidying up her dorm room. Bai Chushu and Sen Jing went over to help. As Yi Jindai had said, she no longer tried to please Bai Chushu, and their interactions became more relaxed and natural. The next morning, while Bai Chushu was looking for her textbooks in the dorm, she asked Sen Jing, "What class do we have next?" Sen Jing, still feeling the grogginess of waking up early, paused for a moment before answering, "The first class is arithmetic." Bai Chushu let out an, "Oh," appearing somewhat distracted. Sen Jing seemed to sense something. "Did you finish your arithmetic homework?" Bai Chushu, feeling guilty, replied, "Didn't you say that Master Yi Linan would be taking the arithmetic class? So the homework before that, Master Yi probably won't check it." Based on her understanding of Yi Linan, Sen Jing said, "He definitely will check it." Now Bai Chushu was really panicked. "What should I do now? I haven't written a single word." Sen Jing, intentionally scaring her so that she would learn her lesson and not rely on such luck again, said, "Master Yi won't kick you out of the academy. He'll probably just scold you in front of the whole class a few times, and maybe slap your hands twice." "I don't want that. Jing, save me." Bai Chushu regretted not doing it earlier and clung to Sen Jing, wailing. Next door, Yi Jindai, upon hearing the commotion, couldn't help but feel a wave of emotions. The future Grand Marshal is still just a little girl who would wail and cry in her sister's arms because she couldn't do her homework.